Options and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Trying to scare his critics into silence.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Editor John Brennan writes in a New York Times op-ed about President Trump the day after the ex-CIA director's security clearance was revoked. Brennan claims the president's desperate to protect himself, and his claims of no collusion in the Russia investigation are hogwash. Republican Senator John Kennedy is critical of Brennan.
I think I called him a butthead, and I meant it. I think he's given the national intelligence community a bad name.
Now, the president told the Wall Street Journal revoking the clearance had to be done that Brennan led what he calls the rigged witch hunt. Democratic Senator Mark Warner's reaction?
To me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices.
And more than 300 newspapers across the country have editorials this morning, coordinated by the Boston Globe, calling on President Trump to stop attacking the free press as fake news and an enemy of the people. It's up to the jury now. At Paul Manafort's trial, they'll start deliberating this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland monitoring live from Washington.
Dave, in closing arguments, the prosecution said Manafort lied about millions of dollars he had stuffed in overseas bank accounts in order to evade the IRS. The defense is pinning the blame on former business partner Rick Gates. Manafort's attorney Kevin Downing told reporters outside the courthouse Manafort was pleased with their closing arguments.
Point out the shortcomings in the government's case and explain as the government has not met their burden of proof.
Six men and six women will decide the fate of Paul Manafort, who's facing the rest of his life in prison if convicted. Dave.
Rachel, a father, is jailed in Colorado as a murderer. Days after Chris Watts' pregnant wife and two young daughters went missing, police arrested him. And Fox 31 in Denver reports Watts confessed to killing his family. Rescuers in Italy keep searching through mangled concrete cars and trucks, searching for at least 10 people still missing. After Tuesday's bridge collapse, at least 38 others died. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
A baker who became famous for refusing to make a cake for a gay couple and taking his case to the nation's highest court is going back to court.
The U.S. Supreme Court sided with cake maker Jack Phillips back in June, finding the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed anti-religious bias when they found Phillips discriminated against a gay couple. Well, now, even after that Supreme Court ruling, the Colorado Commission says Phillips probably discriminated against another person by refusing to bake a cake for someone undergoing gender transition. So now Phillips is suing the state.
It's alleging that they are harassing him because of his religious beliefs and targeting him.
Jonathan Scruggs is an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. The Supreme Court's ruling did not say if business owners can claim religious beliefs to refuse services to gay people. They said similar cases will have to be decided by the courts. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A former police officer goes on trial starting today in Dallas, Texas. He's charged with murder for firing into a moving car last year and killing a 15-year-old boy. 41 years ago today, Americans were shocked to learn Elvis Presley was dead. And his fans from around the world are paying tribute in Graceland. There was a vigil last night.
More than four decades after his death, Elvis fans still come to the candlelight vigil. Margie Woodland from Ohio was at the vigil in 1982, the first one after Graceland opened to the public.
There's just a handful of people here. You can go up and come down in 10 minutes.
And the candles were a little different then, too.
She made the tuna fish cans and put the name of a record on each one of the tuna fish cans.
She remembers it fondly.
After the candlelight service was over, we'd sit on the curb out there and line the whole wall with all these candles.
Elvis Week runs through Saturday. At Graceland in Memphis, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street Dow futures up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Pasotum firefighter was killed in a crash on I-74. The News Gazette says 46-year-old Charles McCrone was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash that happened at about 10 o'clock in the morning Tuesday in the eastbound lanes of I-74 at the Mansfield exit. McCrone's van hit the back of a semi-trailer, which had slowed down because of traffic. Police say McCrone was not wearing his seatbelt. A Champaign County board has recommended a $4.5 million budget for the nursing home. The News Gazette says a sale of the nursing home won't close until October 31st. If the board action is approved, the nursing home would go back to its original 12-month budget. Previously, the county board had only approved a 6-month budget for the facility. The county board is expected to vote next week. In May, the board decided to sell the nursing home to Extended Care Clinical LLC and Altitude Health Services Incorporated. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's a place you'll host your first barbecue. See your child take his or her first steps, bake cookies, and laugh long into the night. It's your first or your next house. But it's more than that. It's a special place with special people. Hi, I'm Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Before you buy, let's talk about that place where your family will grow for years and how the 217 mortgage team with Illinois National Bank can make your dreams a reality.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, the Blossom Basket Florist at Windsor and Duncan, that's Village at the Crossing, also located on Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Morning. We've got a high 82, 67 our low tonight, 82 the high again tomorrow. Still that 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms that could come into our neighborhood. Starting out with a little fog, too. Saturday and Sunday look great, though, with a high 84, low 64, with sunshine by day and partly cloudy conditions in the evening. We're currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, blossombasket.com. We haven't done that. I want to give a bouquet of flowers to somebody special on behalf of persons that text in. We'll try and do that next week.
Okay.
We haven't done that in a little while.
Sounds good.
All right. Looks like I have been dismissed from jury duty.
Okay, but for the whole rest of the week?
I don't know.
Okay.
It said you've been dismissed. You don't have to check it anymore.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my performance apparently brilliant enough to get off for the rest of the week. I sat there and read every bit of material I had for an hour. It looked like we were going to go in and see the judge and go through the whole jury selection. And jury coordinator came out and said, hey, every case settled. You guys can go.
Okay.
A lot of whooping and hollering, happy.
Nice.
Anyway, so you get your civic duty time next month?
I do.
What are the odds Diane and I both get jury duty?
September 17th.
Okay, then.
I got my notice.
Yeah, I can tell you all about it because I'm kind of a veteran. I spent at least 2 hours over there.
But without my phone, that'd be a little bit of a situation.
Yep, it's a little weird. Okay.
Back to school for so many people.
Yep. We're going to call Joe Williams. He's the principal of Champaign Central High School. We'll check in with him in a few moments.
Okay.
I'm going to go over that ribbon cutting because I don't have jury duty.
That's fine.
Lifeline connected at 9.
Okay, then.
This is the place we've been promoting, helping men get off drugs and live a fulfilling life. And
mm-hmm.
It's happening a whole lot, so I want to run over there. That's at 9 this morning, and I think I don't see anything on radar. Anyway, it's just kind of a rainy-looking thing here this morning.
Yeah, unreal humor.
Cardinals win again.
Yes.
I mean, man, I guess they're serious about this. They're a game out now of the wild card. They're all of a sudden in this thing. Well, they won 8 in a row. Cubbies win yesterday, what'd I tell you?
I know it.
They're going to take their sweats off.
Mm-hmm.
I was using the analogy of the superstar high jumper in high school when they warmed up, they never took their sweats off, and then they got serious to take their sweats off. That's what the Cubs feel like. Yeah, who we play today? Yeah, I don't know. Javi, you need to take your sweats off. So Milwaukee pounded them after an exciting come-from-behind win against the Nationals Sunday night. And I said, Cubs will take their sweats off. I said that yesterday, and they did. They won easily 8-4. They've got so much talent. I don't think you can turn it on and off. They just got to turn it on and keep it going. They'll steamroll everybody. We'll see, though. Cardinals playing well. Matt Carpenter got hit by a pitch, and everybody kind of held their breath. X-rays negatives on his hand, I think, or wrist. Hopefully Matt Carpenter will be okay, but definitely scared everybody because he's been probably the National League's most valuable player. Anyway, baseball tonight, 5:20, a little earlier. Cardinals start 6 o'clock-ish for the Cardinals tonight. Well, political strategist Chris Nyweim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Master's degree earner from the University of Illinois Springfield. Congratulations.
I don't know how they let me out of there, but it happened.
And thank you for serving your nation as a veteran. We appreciate you, Chris. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Okay, so the Democratic strategy is simple. Socialism and impeach Donald Trump. What's the Republican strategy?
Well, you got to add one more to the Democrat strategy. Yeah. America was never that great.
Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo of New York, said that we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. I was stunned by that. Andrew Cuomo, Mario Cuomo was his dad. He grew up in total privilege. What's been so bad for Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York? It was disappointing.
It was a disaster. I've always actually kind of liked the Cuomos because I felt like they were actually a little more kind of centered. I think that was just him trying to placate a far-left crowd, and now it's backfired on him. I think going forward, the plan is run on the issues, run on bold policy specifications. The president's clearly the leader of the party. If you're, a Senate Republican, I think you're going to try to run an economic message. If there's issues you disagree with the president, I'd try to mute and suppress those leading up to the election and hope Democrats keep melting down because we're all competing for those middle-of-the-road votes, those independent votes, and getting people to take new perspectives on political norms, which I think the president's rearranged. And so it's going to be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting.
Well, and if there's one thing, certainly I like what's happened with Donald Trump's administration with the tax cuts, Supreme Court, regulations cut. There's a lot of good things. Do we have to pick fights with everybody? I get so weary. I mean, if you mess around with a porn star, stuff usually backfires. If you hire somebody like Omarosa in the White House, Chris, that's fair criticism. She doesn't belong in the White House.
That's fair enough. I mean, I think that, I wonder about that sometimes. I mean, I think some of the arguments, they go on too long. I mean, I feel like, the president definitely, kind of, I think, has some success in some of this initial aggression. But there comes a point where you do kind of wonder, why not let that go and move on to something else? He's clearly got a very interesting personality. I mean, he's kind of intractable on some of those social disagreements. But so I think it would be helpful to kind of peel back, but I don't think he's going to.
I think that's right. Andrew Cuomo yesterday.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
All right, so he's that's right. That's the governor of New York. Diane's just looking at me, just a gasp.
What the heck?
I know. Anyway, Chris, one more thing. How do the Democrats deal with the progressive and still appeal to the independents, Mr. Political Strategist?
I don't think they can. I really don't think they can. I mean, there's a lot of different issues. There's a lot of secondary and third issues to the economy and border security and some of the big issues we're talking about. For example, school safety is one of those. The gun control debate in this country is always like just people chirping past each other. You never really get anywhere. But there is a movement out there to put trained, competent armed guards in schools. That's something the Democrats, I think, oppose. They oppose border security. I've never seen a Democratic Party this unhinged. I don't think it's going to work for them. I really don't think it's going to work. I think there's going to be some electoral successes because of the natural sort of bend towards towards some sort of, to the left because of the presidential election. But I see the Republicans guarding against that if they can stick to what they've accomplished. And I think President Trump is going to be hitting hard.
I don't think there's any blue wave. I've never bought into it. It's a wishful thinking narrative. I have no idea why you'd want Nancy Pelosi as your speaker again. It doesn't make any sense. So we'll see what happens. Chris Nyheim, how do people find you?
They can find me on Twitter and LinkedIn. For Twitter, it's just at first name, last name. So that's Chrisneiweem.
Hey, nice chatting again. Keep up your good work. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Stevie.
Chris Nyheim is his name. He's in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Has the Nyheim Group. It's a consulting company, but he did graduate at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Okay, good.
It's quarter after ESPN 93.5. You can always text us, 359-2255. What do you think of Andrew Cuomo's assessment? What he said, you can text in about that. That hit a nerve for many Americans yesterday. The governor of New York.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Ouch.
Okay, time to leave.
359-2255, 359-2255, your assessment of that. Let's check your sports headlines. The Cardinals have done it again.
Yes, they have. In fact, Cubs and Chicago White Sox, too. We've got a little trifecta going on when it comes to victories. 4-2 was the final over the Nationals. I was concerned about Matt Carpenter leaving last night's game.
X-rays negative.
Yes.
And we'll see, though. So see how he slept.
Exactly.
See how it looks. You hate seeing guys get hit in the hand.
Especially after 33 home runs so far this season.
He's in National League MVP right now.
68 RBIs.
Tremendous
we
here.
We need Matt Carpenter.
No, you got to have him.
Let's get your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
John Rooney, this Cardinal club just keeps rolling along.
8 consecutive wins, Mike, and they've been talking about winning series. That is 6 consecutive series in a row in the win column for the Cardinals over the Cubs, the Rockies, the Pirates, the Marlins, sweeping the Royals 3, taking the first 3 out of 4 against the Nationals with a chance to sweep tonight behind Luke Weaver, who couldn't make his start on Sunday, and Tanner Roark will be the starter for the Nationals. And Austin Gomber picked up his 3rd win. It was a fun night at the ballpark.
It's been a fun night almost every night at the ballpark because the Cardinals are playing the kind of baseball the Cardinal fans are used to.
Jed Jerko turned in a great defensive play at 3rd.
Chopper to 3rd. Great catch by Jerko. He lands, throws, threw him out.
And I mentioned Bader with a diving catch in the outfield. The pitch, a swing, and there's a drive left center field. Bader's on the run. On the run, he dives. He makes the catch. Gets up, throws back to the infield, and back in safely at 1st, Anthony Rendon. A sensational diving play in center by Harrison Bader. Paul DeYoung, a leaping catch and very good play at shortstop. Here's the windup. And the Cardinal right-hander comes in with a 1-1 pitch. Line drive caught by the shortstop DeYoung. Timing his leap, keeping the ball from going to left center field. Soto lines out to DeYoung, one down in the 8th. But you know what, Mike? It seems like somebody else comes on and adds in on a winning ball club.
We're on the air at 5:20.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kleck. And I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit. And you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Cubs win 8-4 over Milwaukee. They've got Pittsburgh today. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Anthony Rizzo started him off.
And the 0-1 from Guerra. And Anthony hits a drive toward left. He's back going Braun. Braun to the wall. That ball is gone. 2-run homer, Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah, the Cubs took their sweats off yesterday.
Yes, they did. Jason them. Hayward also had a great outing.
And yeah.
Pittsburgh 6-0-5 to start that series on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Detroit 6-5. Illinois soccer and North Carolina today.
Unbelievable. We're getting Illinois soccer
the
started.
The regular season begins.
Yep. Unreal how fast. Where are we? We're in fall now. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up to 83 today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday and Sunday look rather sunny. sunny, and today and tomorrow we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. With some fog, we're at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, who I think was on jury duty with me. Provident Financial, we're so brief. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Boland, civic hero, because he served as well.
That's right.
Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Get some texts coming up. What do you think of Andrew Cuomo saying we were never that great anyway? America. 720.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are higher after China and the U.S. agreed to hold lower-level trade talks later this month. Walmart says in the recent quarter its business saw the strongest growth in more than 10 years. Earnings were stronger than expected, helped by sales of clothing, grocery, and seasonal items. JCPenney is reporting a mixed quarter. Federal regulators have subpoenaed Tesla over chief executive Elon Musk's tweet saying he secured funding to take the company private. Stock rallied after the tweet, then skidded. And Elon Musk is also working to get baseball fans to Dodger Stadium. He wants his boring company to build an underground tunnel from East Los Angeles to Dodger games using a high-speed underground public transit system. The Dow was down 137 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 96. S&P lost 21. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Or go to mobilemeter.us.
Well, happy anniversary to my friend Jim Turpin and his lovely bride, Louise, 66.
That's right.
66 years for the Turpins today.
Marriage and friendship, keeping a sense of humor through thick and thin.
60. That's like almost Paul Harvey-able. He usually recognized people in 70, 75. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, God bless Jim and Louise. 724, ESPN 93.5, the governor of New York appealing to a left-leaning crowd said this.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Cheering.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
How do you feel about that? You know, Abraham Lincoln once said, we would never lose to a foreign entity, but we can tear ourselves apart from within. And he knew better than anyone with the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And it feels at times that's kind of where we are. We're really dividing lines in our country. People are getting more physical, more violent. You know, this Antifa or Antifa is supposed to be an anti-fascist group. But if they come in and suppress me from speaking, isn't that the definition of fascism? Isn't that what the Nazis did? You couldn't say stuff. You couldn't be people. Yeah, America was never that great again. Hurts me. It's the greatest nation that's ever been. I mean, can you imagine putting everybody in the world together and having it work? Who else does that? Here you can come by whatever means. Lately, we've asked that you do it legally. I don't think that's a big ask. But to have a chance to step on our shores and to wake up every morning and decide what you want to be and decide what you want to do. It's okay if you're a woman. It's okay if you're from some other country. Oh, certainly there's ignorance still. I mean, we haven't weeded that all out. But my goodness, you have a chance to be here. Go check around. See how it is in other countries. See how women are treated in most of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Who innovates like us? Who donates like us? Who does good things like us? Stop ripping us apart. We're just awful. And we are so awful that you're forced to stay here, I guess. There are a lot of places you can go that aren't bad. They're just not us. We are exceptional. This is an amazing experiment, and it's still an experiment. How many years has China been around? Thousands and thousands, and we're at, what, 240 or something? Pretty much a baby still. And look how far we've come.
Shane has texted in. He's more than welcome to resign and stop taking Americans' money.
It's just disappointing. Now, maybe it's just a show because the Democrats do have a political problem. How do you lasso the Antifas of the world with your Democratic platform? How do you lasso open borders, get rid of ICE with the mainstream of this country? I don't think you can do it. And I think that there's inevitable fragmentation. I think there needs to be a progressive party. You need to go off on your own because you can't get an independent that far left. The country's not there. Bernie Sanders is on whatever late night show it was, Stephen Colbert, I think, and said progressive ideas are mainstream now. That's not true. Maybe in little town Vermont, but not in the Midwest, not in most of the country. We all try and follow the laws around here. We all at least like our country. I love our country. I have deep love for the country. It gave my father an opportunity to come here, not speaking the language, and to build what he built. Nowhere else can happen. You can't go to Italy and be Italian. You can't go to France and be French. We're the only place you can arrive and become us. You can be an American. And the more you rail on how bad it is, it does hurt. Particularly when there is 24/7 coverage of everything anybody says. At least appreciate your life. And if you can't, then go somewhere else and then maybe come back after you get a reality check of how the rest of the world lives.
That's kind of how Jim in St. Joe feels too, Stevie. He says if he thinks America isn't great, then send him to a third world country for a year. See if he changes his mind.
You'll never be the same. If you know, nobody will do it. But if you just went and lived somewhere else, particularly even 2-3 months in a third world country, you come back and you feel ashamed you ever complained. People have no idea, and they play on the feelings and the emotions. Slavery was awful. It's a stain on our history. I was not part of it. I think it's awful. But what good is it to continually remind me that our country has that history? We've evolved, hopefully, to much, much, much better. Not perfect. And we have a lot of issues, but they're solvable. But it starts with a baseline of, gosh, I'm glad I live here.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Now, guys like that might run for president. Andrew Cuomo has been mentioned as a presidential candidate. Good luck to him. 359-2255, you want to text in about that? 359-2255, we're back in a moment. News next, 729 in Champaign-Urbana on this Thursday morning, August 16.
You work hard. From the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future, Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face.
Former CIA Director John Brennan says stripping his security clearance was a political decision by President Trump. The president, in a statement, said the clearance was pulled over Brennan's erratic behavior, later adding to that.
The president appears to be holding John Brennan partly responsible for the start of the Russia probe, telling the Wall Street Journal the investigation is a rigged witch hunt and a sham. Brennan, an outspoken critic of the president, tells MSNBC,
revoking my security clearances is his way of trying to get back at me.
President Trump is reviewing the security clearances of other former officials and Trump critics.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweets New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's having a total meltdown. He said this.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
He tweeted later, we will not go back to discrimination, segregation, sexism, isolationism, racism, or the KKK. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law new legislation to combat texting while driving. Starting July 1st of next year, those caught texting and driving will be issued a moving violation that'll go on their driving record. Anyone convicted of 3 moving violations in a 12-month period could see their license suspended. Secretary of State Jesse White says the law is needed because distracted driving has become such a major problem. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows we could be in for a rough year for the measles. Measles is a contagious virus that spreads through the air by coughing and sneezing. The CDC says more than 100 cases of the measles have been diagnosed so far this year in 21 states and the District of Columbia. That's high compared to recent years. In all of last year, 118 people from 15 states and D.C. had the measles. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I don't know if they'll comment, but I know they'll smile, if not laugh. CMIClean.com. Here's your weather.
High 83, down to 67, 30% chance of precip this morning, 40% chance of thunderstorms into the evening tonight, 50% chance of rain coming into tomorrow, high 82, low 65 with clouds by Friday night, Saturday sunshine and a high 84, same for Sunday. Right now the temperature's at 73, some fog and mist, humidity's at 100%, ESPN 93.5.
All right, I was supposed to call the fine principal at Champion Central High School, Joe Williams, and then I got distracted Andrew Cuomo.
That's right.
America's never been that great again.
Welcome back to school, and remember those school zones as far as the speed and putting that phone down, of course.
Yep. Okay. So tomorrow we'll call Joe.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Good guy. All right.
We've also had some texts in to 359-2255 that I can get to in just a minute.
Yeah, let's get to some of the texts coming in regarding America's never been that great. I mean, you know, a guy, he has the right to say that. That's fine. I don't take issue with his right to say it. It just hurts me. I just believe in exceptionalism for the folks in this country and the experiment that is America. You just don't see 16 nations waiting on a stoplight in most countries. You're free to come here. You're here, you're free to be this. You can be an American. You can never be Italian. You can never be French, but you can be American. It's an amazing thing. I don't know. I used to say that if I'm ever president, every child would have to spend 3 months in a third world country before they turn 21. I think it'd change you. It would absolutely change you. All right. Law enforcement being disarmed, State Representative Minneapolis mayoral candidate Raymond Denn is calling for major policy changes, proposing to take away guns from the majority of officers. Former law enforcement officer, a leading attorney, book author as well, Lance LaRusso. Lance, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I'm kind of a de facto law enforcement advocate over the last several years.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
We do a law enforcement official of the month. We had a law enforcement appreciation banquet with Mike Ditka and Sheriff Clark. So I'm all about this, and I just think we've gotten so lack of common sense in America. What's this thing all about with this mayoral candidate?
Well, with the mayoral candidate, it's about lack of knowledge and running a campaign. And he's getting a tremendous amount of publicity by saying this. The bottom line is, it is an idiotic idea. It doesn't work. They use England as a model. Law enforcement officers in England carry firearms. In the 1990s, when I met British police officers who came to our department, they were carrying firearms then and had the availability to carry firearms then in certain situations. So they're basically saying, and this is what his platform is, that if officers don't have firearms readily available, then they will be forced to de-escalate situations and not use deadly force. The problem is de-escalation requires the cooperation of two people, the officer and the suspect. And if the suspect does not de-escalate, which we see over and over again with people fighting with police, there will be no de-escalation. What needs to happen is people need to stop fighting with law enforcement.
Well, there you go. I mean, the whole think about this, and I've said it 9,000 times. Maybe you should do what the officer asks. That's all. How many incidents would we have, Lance, if we just followed their instruction?
Well, it's interesting when you ask that, because when you look at situations we're having now, we've got 17-year-olds fighting with school resource officers. It's not just a suspect on the side of the road fighting with an officer who has a bunch of drugs in the car. The only lawful response when you are told you are under arrest is to turn around and put your hands behind your back. Any resistance whatsoever is a violation of the law. We have a country where you can file for a probable cause hearing. You go before a grand jury before you're charged. You'll go before a trial jury of your peers if you decide to fight the charges. The side of the street, the backyard, is not the place to fight whether the officer made a lawful arrest.
But we are ingraining in all kinds of heads how bad we are and how racist law enforcement. In fact, Elizabeth Warren says all the Justice Department is racist from front to back. Who says that? Are you kidding me?
Well, law enforcement officers make 12 to 13 million custodial arrests a year, and they shoot and kill less than 1,000 people a year. And we let violent people out of prison every day. So it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that out of 12 to 13 million arrests, you have less than 1,000 people shot and killed. So New York Post in 2016 did an article breaking down the 2015 officer-involved shootings that resulted in the death. And they found that in 75% of the cases, law enforcement officers were using deadly force to protect themselves or private citizens. So if the mayoral candidate had his way, you would have 750 roughly people, and including officers, that were shot and killed because they weren't able to defend themselves. And by the way, in that same study, they said that law enforcement officers shooting unarmed black males accounted for less than 4% of the officer-involved shootings. And when we talk about this threat to officers, four officers in about a 45-day period have been killed by, quote, unarmed suspects.
Yeah. Governor of New York, how did this make you feel, Lance?
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Mm. You know, I don't know what America he's been living in. I don't know what America, you know, dad was living
in. He lived in an America that essentially had a nice little case and a silver spoon in it. That's how Andrew Cuomo was raised. Yeah,
my dad grew up in an America where his dad and mom were barely able to speak English, and my dad graduated law school after serving his country in World War II, and so many of his friends started businesses, created great lives for themselves. But, you know, it's amazing to me that a mainstream politician actually has that belief. I don't know how you would elect someone like that to run a state and control an economy.
Well, sadly, and I don't think it's very many people, or maybe 5%, feel just like that. And they just, and that's the attention everybody gives them. And then it's like how bad we all are. Hey, Lance, how do people find you? How do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of my books, When Cops Kill and Blue News at BlueLineLawyer.com. They're also available on Amazon, and all of the profits from the books go to law enforcement charities. To date, we're over $20,000 donated.
Good for you, Lance, and keep up your good work. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Lance LaRusso, former law enforcement guy, attorney now.
When he brought up the 17-year-old fighting with a resource officer and problems like that with our youth, I was going to comment about, you know, what should parents be doing to teach that respect? I guess just have that respect. And if there is a legal issue, I mean, say something about the police are here to protect us.
Yeah, we have kind of gone a whole different direction.
I mean, it was wild. Even in my car, if there's a cop checking for speeders along the highway, you know, passengers would say, oh my God, there's a policeman. You know, watch out. It's like, I'm obeying the law. Why do you have that reaction?
Can be fear, but there's also a core of folks that have no respect. And it's possible that, you know, in the two bad hires that police have made, I mean, they're not perfect. But think about the adrenaline rush of going up to a tinted window on a stop, and the kind of talk back and the disrespect that they get every single day.
Yes.
And the fact that you can ask them to do something, and a lot of it's drug and alcohol related. You're not normal when you're on something. You're going to be more belligerent and things like that. I get that. But if everybody listened to the instructions of law enforcement, there'd be very, very few incidents. There'd be some. Again, it's not perfect, but there'd be very, very few. And the disrespect and the shootings of police officers, I mean, you never, ever shot a police officer. You knew that was taboo. Not anymore. And it's awful. Okay, Houlihan's has patio play tonight.
Yes.
Guido A. Sanchez Portuguese will be on. Right?
That sounds good.
That's what I got. So that's tonight on patio play.
That could have some kind of Latin flair with that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. So go eat at Houlihan's restaurant.
We were rained out yesterday for the Urbana Park District finale.
We had some rain coming down pretty hard.
Well, I know at Houlihan's, if their patio play is scheduled at 6:30 and there is a stray shower, they just bring it inside.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Vinny Santinelli will be patio play Saturday.
Okay.
That's cool. So it's not just Thursday. It's Saturday this week.
Nice.
Cool. All right, so Guido Sanchez Portuguese tonight, Houlihan's Restaurant, part of the iHotel and Conference Center. Love the place. Kind of a groupie. Go say hey to Sam right there south of the State Farm Center, First and St. Mary's Road.
I wanted to get to some 359-2255 text.
Because I was playing Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said that. It was off the cuff. I'm sure that, well, again, if he says I'm sorry I said it, Then he's got the rage of Antifa.
Right.
And the rage of the far left.
Well, and I was just looking at an alternative news source that I usually don't check, CNN, and their take on this, too, and what maybe there was more to this that I'm not seeing, just to make sure we're not missing something. But Gary and Muhammad mentioned it's all a show for liberals. Look how many liberals said they would leave the country if Donald Trump were elected, and they're all still here. Everything they say and do is for shock value.
Well, I think somebody came out from Andrew Cuomo's, the governor of New York's office, and tried to backpedal a little bit, like he didn't say this.
We're not going
to
make America great again. It was never that great.
Oh, ouch. 359-2255, you have any thoughts? Sports coming up.
It's time for back-to-school shopping, and Game Day Spirit can cover all your bases, from your toddlers to your teens and kids going off to college. Game Day is bringing in new Nike apparel daily, and you don't want to miss out on the coolest items. There are new T-shirts and jackets, perfect for both the classroom and a game. Game Day Spirit is also the official carrier of the Illinois Clear Bags that are compliant with the new Clear Bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard. Get your bag early and be ready for a great football season. Shop Game Day and go Illini.
Okay, let's check our sports. ESPN 93.5. The Cardinals have it going on.
I think this is a season high 8 games straight that they've won.
8
what?
In a row, and they're in it. They're 1 game out of the wild
one
card.
1 game off the wild card.
But if you don't get anything out of this at all, and the Cardinals might not make it because their schedule is really hard, but and this goes for businesses, it goes for everybody. When you change a leader, it can make a huge difference. If somebody is leading your business or leading a department and it's just kind of not going well, sometimes it's 9 times out of 10, it's a leader. And something was going on in that Cardinal clubhouse that was tight, wasn't good. All the players thought, if I don't get 2 hits tonight, I'm not in the lineup tomorrow night.
Right.
This Mike Schilt is playing the same guys in the same positions every day, which makes sense.
Uh-huh.
And they're responding.
Getting that routine.
Yeah.
6:15 start tonight to wrap up the series against the Nationals. 4-2 was the final yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, this Cardinal club just keeps rolling along.
8 consecutive wins, Mike, and they've been talking about winning series. That is 6 consecutive series in a row in the win column for the Cardinals over the Cubs, the Rockies, the Pirates, the Marlins, sweeping the Royals 3, taking the first 3 out of 4 against the Nationals with a chance to sweep tonight behind Luke Weaver, who couldn't make his start on Sunday, and Tanner Roark will be the starter for the Nationals. And Austin Gomber picked up his 3rd win. It was a fun night at the ballpark.
It's been a fun night almost every night at the ballpark because the Cardinals are playing the kind of baseball the Cardinal fans are used to.
Jed Jerko turned in a great defensive play at 3rd.
Chopper to 3rd. Great catch by Jerko. He lands, throws, threw him out.
And I mentioned Bader with a diving catch in the outfield. The pitch, a swing, and there's a drive left center field. Bader's on the run. On the run, he dives. He makes the catch. Gets up, throws back to the infield, and back in safely at 1st, Anthony Rendon. A sensational diving play in center by Harrison Bader. Paul DeJong, a leaping catch, and very good play at shortstop. Here's the windup, and the Cardinal right-hander comes in with a 1-1 pitch. Line drive, caught by the shortstop DeJong, timing his leap, keeping the ball from going to left center field. Soto lines out to DeJong, 1 down in the 8th. But you know what, Mike? It seems like somebody else comes on and adds in on a winning ball club.
We're on the air at 5:20.
After being hit by a pitch from Matt Grace in the 7th inning, Matt Carpenter's right hand has come out negative on the x-ray.
Yeah,
so we're breathing a sigh of relief because Carpenter leads the Cardinals with 33 homers and 68 RBI.
Leads the National League?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, good stuff.
Yep.
Cubs over Milwaukee, also good stuff. 8-4 was the final. Anthony Rizzo had some big hits.
And the 0-1 from Guerra. And Anthony hits a drive toward left, deep, back going Braun. Braun to the wall, that ball is gone. 2-run homer, Anthony Rizzo. Opposite field line drive, home run. Cubs lead 2-0.
Yep, and they went on to win, what, 8-4?
That's right.
Yep.
Chicago White Sox over Detroit 6-5. Illinois soccer in action tonight against number 6 North Carolina in North Carolina. Yeah. So should be a tough game. They went on to the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Our Illini women trying to find scoring this year. They were pretty good last year, just could not score, but they defended well.
Janet Rayfield was a Tar Heel.
Yep.
So 7:50. This is her stomping ground.
10 before 8 o'clock, and a little more than an hour, there'll be a groundbreaking
where Lifeline Connect. Troy Lands at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing has been a major part of this to expand the facility from 6 beds to 24 of addicted men who want to change their life. And how does it feel today, Troy? You've been such a big part of this.
Wow, it's amazing. It's hard to believe sometimes that it's actually here. You know, they've 6 years ago the Lifeline was approved by the county, and then things just kind of life kind of happened, and then about a year ago some of us got together and said let's make this happen, and about 13 months ago they started at the mountain to valley top, the other way around, valley top to the mountain.
Yeah.
With the climb, and then we had a motorcycle ride.
Yep.
We had a banquet march, and we are ready to break ground, and the money is collected. We have a little bit left to be debt free, but by the time the building's built, it'll be free and clear, no bank involved.
Well, it's an exciting day to help people change their lives, which is kind of a ripple effect, changes generations. What made Troy Lands at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing decide to take another step and hire and give these gentlemen opportunities? Why did you do it, and how has it worked out?
Well, I tell you, at the beginning, Stevie, I was not very willing at all. And I kind of interviewed the first guy as a favor to Randy Brown, and thought, well, I'll give him a shot at an interview. Eric Kraft from Kraft Development Group and I sat down and had three interviews with Drew, our first one that we hired. And I figured we'll do our due diligence. We'll shake hands at the end of the day and say, well, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't see a position in our company for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen like I thought it was going to. So a little over 4 years ago, we hired Drew, and he was such a great employee. It just made it easier for the rest of them. You know, they come. You're worried about trusting them. You're worried about relapse, but the accountability that Lifeline sets up for them and the things that they teach them and put in place is incredible. And you know, so far it's been a great success. And I've kind of lost count. I have 7 with an 8th one about to start, or 8 with about 9th one to start. But that's about where we're at. We've got them in, you know, new construction, plumbing, HVAC.
Oh.
They've been great employees, so I can't speak highly enough of them.
Well, you're a humble man, but thank you for what you've done with this. And it's been very inspiring, and we're very excited. I am going to duck out there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And be there.
That'd be fine.
Diane and I both get off at 9, so it's a little awkward to ask Diane.
It might be a little late, but you know, the good thing is we're having bagels and coffee afterwards.
Ooh.
Einstein is donating the bagels.
Nice.
Clover Street Roastery Coffee.
Now,
so
wild idea. David will be running a backhoe, apparently, and since I'm kind of a hardworking man, do you think he'd let me try?
You know what? If somebody doesn't show up, I'll have an extra shovel.
Because
not put you in the back. There's a lot of levers.
There's
on
a
that.
Lot of levers
just
on
ask
that.
Dale Shipley.
Oh yeah.
I think we're gonna have trouble getting David out of that seat, to be honest with you.
Hey, listen. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We're probably starting to think about furnaces soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to stack them up. We're not really eager to get out there yet. I mean, it's like if we're still using the air conditioner, we say, come on, Stevie, you want to turn the heat on to be sure everything's working.
Right.
You say, no way.
No way. Hey, you're the man, buddy. I appreciate everything
Talk
you're
you
doing
too.
For our community. LanceInc.com, 800 Air Repair, Lance Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's Troy Lance.
Mm-hmm.
He is a real community guy.
That's right.
He's really a good man.
A text in saying, Carpenter showed coaches he was good to go by opening a jar of salsa. No joke.
I love it.
I can't even get those open sometimes.
Well, it's his right hand. He got hit by a pitch, and that's scary because that put Paul DeJong on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
But the Cardinals are just, it's just amazing.
They're clicking.
But think about that. They put a guy that was standing next to Mike Mathena in charge, and this all changed? Well, why? Well, he's doing things differently.
Right.
Guys are hitting and running. We're playing defense because the guy knows if I make an error, I'm still playing tomorrow. I mean, that's everything. I mean, even at the big league level, you want to know that you're in the lineup, and the buzz was if you didn't get one or two hits, you weren't in the and they move guys around different positions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So now Jed Jerkel looks like a bona fide third baseman. Colton Wong is one of the best defensive second basemen. They're just getting more confidence.
Feels
and you think
good.
It's fun. It's been such a bad year from the Cardinals' standard of baseball. Bad baseball. This looks like the Cardinals. And you're going, woo, hire the guy.
Just in time.
All right. My daughter Grace is Miss Illinois. You know that. We're having a send-off party for her. If you'd like to go, let me take care of two tickets. They're $15 each, five for children a 5 and under. There's hors d'oeuvres that are extraordinary.
Okay.
I've got desserts as well.
Well, iHotel and Conference Center does it right.
Oh, boy. It's going to be really, really cool. And you have to buy these tickets because I got to give them a catering count tomorrow.
Right. It's August 25th, though, from 5 to 7.
Well, that's a week from Saturday for 2 hours. Young ladies age 5 to 9, that's a sweet spot.
Yes.
If you want to bring
the
your,
little princess,
a little girl in your life, they will absolutely love this. Chancellor Jones from the U of I will be there. To say a few words about Grace as she gets ready to go to Atlantic City. We'll be broadcasting, thanking all our sponsors. I'll be thanking them in the coming weeks.
Yes, that road to Atlantic City.
We'll be live from Atlantic City Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the Labor Day week.
And then September 9th
on ABC.
The contest.
ABC, and we hope that Gracie can make the finals so that you can see her dance on national television. That
it would be our, terrific.
Our,
I mean, she could go on to be Miss America.
We think she can compete and do well, but you know, it's hard. And you're just thrilled she's there.
Yeah, okay.
But we're hoping that you'll
she's
get to see
zone,
her.
She's in the zone, Stevie. She's got this.
It's 51 really talented people.
So
anyway,
where do we go to be a part? MissAmerica.org?
MissIllinois.org.
Oh, MissIllinois.org.
You can buy tickets online. Otherwise, you'll win them here. We'll give some more away next week. But it's a cool window to send her off. And then she's doing a press conference at Willard on the 27th before she gets on plane. She's leaving from CMI. For Atlantic City.
Very good.
All right, 359-2255. You'd like to go to the send-off party with some great hors d'oeuvres from the iHotel and Conference Center. 359-2255. Text us. It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5.